YouTube at GIMP.tv. This is GIMP Know-How, and today I will be showing you how to clean an image. So what is cleaning an image? Basically, when you scan an image that was on notebook paper, you'll have these little blue lines, and if you scan it with printer paper, you'll get this interference, and it happens with all scanners, unless you have an extremely good scanner, which I doubt we all do. And so you'll end up with something like this. Here's a quick image I drew, and you have these little lines, and I'll be showing you how to get rid of that. And this is mostly useful for scanned images, of course, and you would want to do it before you, like, uploaded DeviantArt or any other fan art site. So most printers have a built-in rotating most scanners have a built-in rotating program, but not all. So that's the first thing I'm going to show you how to do. Alright, so I'm going to rotate this as negative 90. Alright, so once you have it as negative 90, we're going to go image canvas size. And the reason we're doing this is because we have these little transparent sections, and while you can leave them there, they will leave the image larger than it should be, and we want to conserve space. So uncheck this little chain and move the height down. Now you can see here on this live preview where the bars are, that's where it'll cut the image off. So I think that looks about good because it encompasses the whole image and cuts off the bars. So just click resize. And there you see that we have the images resized. I'm sorry, if you can hear piano in the background, that's my brother. I apologize for that. But he's being stubborn and he never likes quitting when I do my tutorials. So, basically, now what we need to do is we need to select the black part of the text. Now, alternatively, you can just do this method to get rid of the blue lines. I'll show you the method to get rid of the blue lines first. So what we're going to do is we're going to go Colors, Hue, Saturation. Click the blue channel, and then adjust the lightness all the way up. Now, see, if you see my stripes, they're more of like a navy blue color and not the traditional lighter blue of the notebook paper. So this technique will work better for the lighter blue. As you can see, this did not completely get rid of it. So this is going to be the other method. And we're going to take the color select tool and select the black part of the image. Now this should take a while to load. And now select your mode as add to the current selection. Now make sure you only select the black. If you select white, it would like crash GIMP, like I think I just did there. Yeah. Okay. No, won't necessarily crash GIMP, but you want to select all the black you can. And once that's selected, which I think I did a good enough job there, you're going to click select, invert. Now that inverts the selection, then click edit, cut, or in your case, delete. Select none. So there's our outline. Now I'm going to make a new layer underneath this. And we're going to color it white. He's playing Pearl Harbor right now. And so there we have our image cleaned. And as you can see, I did not select enough black, so it is kind of grayish. Now right here is where you can do the recoloring sketches tutorial like I have in GIMP. And here's a smudge that I didn't really intend for. I used a very inky pen. So now all you have to do is, since you have all of your black on a separate layer, you can just color right over the smudge and get rid of any excess lines. So that is basically all you have to do to clean an image and make it look very professional in GIMP, a scanned image. And you can use this for logo design as well, and once you get your template down, you can just color it in and add all your gradients and effects. It's really awesome. So thanks for watching this tutorial. You can head over to my website at gimptv.tk, as it will be in the description and the ending. And I think that's about it. So thank you, YouTube and GIMP.tv, for watching this tutorial. I'm GIMP Know-How, and I will be back next week with another tutorial.